Peter Manso, Leo Manso, in Provincetown on September 7th, 1965. This is Dorothy Seckler interviewing Leo Manso in Provincetown on September 7th, 1965. Leo, I wanted particularly to have your to have this tape on your life, work, career, and so on for the archives, because both of my interest in your work as a painter and also because of the fact that you are co-director of Provincetown's, well, I think it's easily recognized as its most important school at this time. But I think we should certainly begin with your career as an artist and perhaps start with your beginnings, where you were born, anything about your family and childhood that might indicate something happening that would have a bearing on your becoming an artist.
Well, I was born 1914. My father was a jeweler. He made rings, settings. He was a small artisan, in a sense, had his own shop, was very much his own man. I grew up in an environment in the Bronx, in New York, where I guess it was pretty much an average New York situation. Family originated in southern Russia around Odessa. I was aware of my father's skills. I was aware of the Jewish theater because my father and mother used to go very often. My mother still sings very well. She used to love to sing. And one of the earliest memories of an intense visual experience was a Second Avenue theater at night, all lit up. It was the first time I had ever seen anything like that, and I think I was perhaps 3 or 4 years old, and I never forgot it. And I think what I never forgot was the sense of glory of light.
Yes, that would probably be it.
I think something else that I was exposed to, I only realized it recently in thinking about certain aspects of the past, was the some kind of exposure to Near Eastern visual elements, as in the jewelry, as in some of the decoration in the house. For instance, my father always had a nargila, which is a Turkish water pipe, and I remember it as being made of porcelain inlaid with metal. I remember the ornamentation. Many people who came from the other side, who were very young, I guess, during the 1905 revolution, my father had sort of vague social aspirations, which one could call socialist. And some of that kind of attitude was in the home, as well as the typical interest in, elements of literature or even music, which a lower-class immigrant who struggled to arrive at the new land must have felt some kind of key to a future and perhaps a better life.
That seems to have been kind of background that has produced many artists. Mixture in particular.
Well, I don't know. I'm the oldest in the family, and I did everything the average New York kid does. I played football and baseball, went to the normal public school and high school. I think I began to draw when I was 2.5